Planning for retirement can be overwhelming, but with CFAL, it doesn't have to be. We offer tailor-made individual group and pension solutions that take the guesswork out of retirement planning. Whether it's for you or your company, don't leave your future to chance and let the trusted hands of CFAL's experts guide you toward peace of mind and financial stability. Low upfront costs and affordable monthly payments make it easy for you to build wealth so you can live well. Visit us at CFAL.com to start on your path toward financial freedom. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 31st of October 2025 and you are on the clock with somebody green. But if I tell you what my name is and you'll guess my Halloween costume right away, I can't give it out so quickly. You're on the clock with somebody green on this Halloween. It's Friday the 31st of October 2025. So a quick reminder. People are going to be trick-or-treating this afternoon, this evening. Be alert and aware on the road. Let's be patient. Let's give these little children the time to shine, you know. Let's help the parents by making, I know what could already be a stressful process, a little easier with some patience. And if you see me on the road, yes, I am trick-or-treating as well. This is Older Persons Month, and y'all don't discriminate against us older persons while we try to enjoy Halloween, too. Before we get the show started, let me remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago of the Bahamas. Now, the song we started the show with, that's Torn Ash's new song. Torn Ash put out two new songs yesterday. Now, Johnny Cake on his birthday say he's going to be the Vibes Cartel of the Bahamas. Don't panic. He just putting out two songs every week. Torn Ash said, hold my beer, I'm going to meet you there. He put out two songs yesterday. Parlay is the song we're playing today. Why? Because Parlay may be the new two-piece of six and four. I ain't got to wake no more. Yeah? Anyway, I only know the song for about 3 hours, and I love it. Mind you, I am Corinne Mitchell and Una Hastie's granddaughter. I don't gamble, buddy. I don't gamble with my money. I don't gamble with your money. I don't gamble with my life. And I don't gamble with your life. That's against the rules for me. And I can tell you why. Because I good at numbers. I mean, I have one or two little A-level and a couple of them in math. I good at numbers. I could be a big scammer. I don't need rum to make me a big scammer. I could be a big scammer, but I choose not to. Most of all because I'm scared of my Grammys. And I hope I can see them again, and when I do, there won't be pinches waiting for me. Anyway, that's what we rely on. We rely on personal integrity. There's a social contract. And when we look each other in the eye, what we expect is honesty, transparency, and accountability. That's the social contract. So it's only for today. Only for today, I may or may not be a big scammer. But after today, I'm going back to my regular programming. And this is important. Today, we have representatives from the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. October is National Investor Education Month. And Christmas is coming. And plenty Bahamians trying to make a dollar out of 50 cents. Many of us are in financial crisis. And we're in psychological crisis driven by financial crisis. Because we want to live a good life. But more importantly, we want our family to live a good life. And have access to nice things and good experiences. And we're just trying to figure out how to do that. But while we're figuring that out, we have to make sure that we are safe. We're not taking unnecessary risks with our money. And let me be more specific. That we're not taking unnecessary risks with our rent money, with our insurance money, with our car note money, with our school fee money, right? So joining us today, representatives from the Securities Commission of the Bahamas, they're here to talk to us about the activities and events that took place during National Investor Education Month, some of the themes arising out of it, some of the regular programs they have, you can have access to at the commission, and the role and function of the commission. I'm glad they're on today, because Kermit, I tell you, I was coming close to changing my life from Christ. Very close. But in studio today, we have members of a essentially regulatory body. They provide governance and oversight for several industries and sectors in the country, and we're going to learn all about it this morning. I'm going to ask my guests to introduce themselves, and then we're going to delve right into the questions. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll kick off the introductions.
My name is Stuart Miller. I manage the Investor Education and Communications Unit at the Securities Commission.
And my name is Wayne Ward. I'm the Senior Manager in the Enforcement Department, and let my colleagues introduce themselves, of course.
My name is Vernal Smith. I am the Senior Investigations Officer in the Enforcement Department.
Just a slide.
My name is Steve Bonamy. I'm the analyst in the investigation unit of the Enforcement Department at the Securities Commission.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And good morning.
Now, please.
Thanks for having us.
I know this year we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the commission, 1995. I'm so happy to see something younger than me. But an institute that has been performing its function for three decades now, celebrated earlier in the year. But many of us may not be familiar with what is known as the commission. Please tell the audience, what is the Securities Commission of the Bahamas? What is the function, its mission, its function, the ministry with responsibility for the commission, and sort of those details?
So I'll tell you a little bit about the commission. The Securities Commission is one of the Bahamas' financial regulators. And we're responsible specifically for regulating securities, investment funds, the capital markets, financial and corporate service providers, and digital asset exchanges in the Bahamas. And so that's our broad remit. And that means that we have a role to protect investors, to protect the public, to ensure systemic integrity, to ensure the markets are free from undue fraud and crimes, and really to enforce the legislation that's under our remit.
All right. Now, I know that there are essentially two sets of investors. We have what are like professional investors, individuals who work for investment firms, maybe hedge fund managers and things like that. And then there's the amateur investor or the day trader. How much of, well, Do you regulate the day trader as well as professional investment services?
So regulation basically covers the industry itself.
Okay, and not
so
individuals.
We deal with persons that want to function in the space that we regulate. That's what we cover. Stuart would mention those particular pieces of legislation.
Okay.
So what we're looking at, what you would have mentioned, are those persons who would, for all intents and purposes, be customers or clients in
okay.
that space. And so you have, we would refer to them as institutional investors, and then you have what we call retail investors
okay.
or individuals like you and me. We're the ones that take our money to, hopefully, we take our money to someone who is qualified, who is licensed to operate in this space that we regulate. You take your money to them and you let them know what you want to do with it. And they can advise you based on their experience, based on their qualifications, based on their background, based on their ability
mm-hmm.
to let you know, you as an individual, this is what is best for you and your circumstances. I can't stress enough licensed, being licensed, the person dealing with your money being licensed.
Now, and if I can add a little bit
yes.
to that, you know, so we don't regulate the investor, but
no.
through our work regulating the persons and the institutions that offer that advice, we protect investors.
Yes, exactly. I got you. Now, I know with the rollout of VAT, I know when I go into a business, I'm looking for a VAT certificate or a TIN, an identification number and a
right.
business license whenever I go into a business. When I'm seeking or selecting an investment firm and I walk in the front door, what should I see? What are the indications that this is a properly licensed entity?
So one of the ways, even before you walk into anyone's business, go on the commission's website, www.scb.gov.bs. SCB is Securities Commission Bahamas. Of course, it's shortened. SCB.gov.bs. There is a list of all licensed or registered persons on our website.
Okay.
And so that would be the first place to check just to see who is actually licensed or registered by the commission. And then you can talk about going into whose ever office is based on your
needs. We stop in at SCB first.
Yes.
I think
that would be the thing to do. Because you can walk into someone's office unwittingly just because they have a sign that says fund investment or whatever
mm-hmm.
the case may be. It looks like a place you would want to go to. But are you certain as to whether or not it's licensed or regulated? Period.
Yeah, and you know, you may not walk into a store. You may be just scrolling along your Facebook feed and get some offer for
yes.
some investment.
Yes.
These days,
and or through your WhatsApp feeds, and you may get some offer for an investment. But again, you want to make sure that anyone who you're dealing with is licensed and registered with the commission, because then you have some degree of protection if they are doing something that's outside of the remit of the law, you know?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to say this, you know, the website is there, but don't hesitate to call us. If you find yourself getting a little confused on the website and can't find where those lists are, what they mean, 397-4100, someone will answer and help to advise you on if someone is registered or licensed with us.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, today is the 31st of October. I know we're at the end of the month. Can we do a brief rundown of the events and activities that took place during the month? I'm so jealous that I missed the Global Investor Week programming earlier in the month. The theme was very interesting. I'm going to find it again. AI was one
mm-hmm,
of...
Mm-hmm. AI, fraud and scam prevention. So there was
technology and digital
technology
finance.
And digital finance.
Yes.
Yeah, they were the overriding themes of IOSCO's World Investor Week. So IOSCO, for those who don't know it, IOSCO is the global standard setter for securities regulators. And the commission is a member of IOSCO. And we have participated in IOSCO's World Investor Week every year since its inception.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get into some of the things we did. Interestingly, we did a media tour.
Yes.
We got into two Guardian shows.
I know,
so
I know.
We have to make sure we get you on the list for next time for World Investor Week.
But man, I'm on the list right now.
Well, you are.
So we
leveraged that week, and we really are so grateful to the Prime Minister and the Cabinet who have consistently declared October Investor Education Month,
mm-hmm.
which allows us to kind of leverage what we're doing for the week and really extend our activities through the month. So we had a lot of exciting things this year that we did, and we're really, really proud about. We did the media tour, as I mentioned, so we hit a lot of radio stations just to get the message out there about the role of the commission, and really we really had a focus on heightening people's awareness of strategies to protect themselves from frauds and scams. Mm-hmm. And that's why these gentlemen are here. We're really going to get into some of those in a minute.
I was very impressed. This continued relationship with the Andrea Archer Institute.
Oh, man. I wish that LaDasha Johnson Burrows, who is really spearheading our investor education effort. She was on a show early this morning, so you'll excuse her for not making this show. But that's really been, I think, one of... we're all very proud of our engagement with that program. Mm-hmm. So we have a high school program where we engage with the high schools, period. So we work with R.M. Bailey and C.C. Sweeting and the Andrea Archer Institute. We have much more of a personal relationship with the Institute. And we're very pleased to be able to work with them.
One thing I like about investing in old age, right, is that you could give a young man a lecture at any point in time.
Yes.
I was in the food store yesterday, and I was telling this young man, look here, you know how important it is for a young man, a man, to learn how to make soup, to invest, right? To understand the value of soup, would you invest in it, and then what you can extract from it, right? It's not just a magic pot of joy. It's a scoop of economic agency, right? Mm-hmm. That you then, as a con, feed your family.
Yes.
But to invest. Anyway, so I love this young people engagement.
Just a quick little note. I can make soup, but I don't know how to make soup for one person.
That's the value of it. You can never make soup for one person.
No. Got to have the freezer ready. So, yeah, we're really pleased for the work with Andrea Archer, the Andrea Archer Institute. Just on the note of the family school visits, we're so proud that this year we were able to extend that program. And we just got back from Abaco.
Okay.
We visited over 200 students in Abaco. And, you know, we are the Securities Commission of the Bahamas, not the Securities Commission of Nassau. So we're really pleased to be extending that program. And that was really a part of our 30th anniversary initiatives. We're looking to get to several other family islands as a part of our extension of that program as well, you know?
Well, listen, when I saw early in the year, there was a policing initiative that also extended to the family islands as well. And it's so important, right? Like, we expect the police to be able to solve any problem at any time, but we must ensure that there are the language, the resources, and the capacity to detect and resolve.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons behind that, we work very closely with the police. Mm-hmm. Persons may not be aware, and we're going to get into this a little later on, but scams, as we know them, certainly in the past, and Ponzi schemes, all of these things, they are now criminal offenses.
Yes.
And so the police, of course, they would have had to be armed themselves with the knowledge of the legislation that came into being in 2020. And so the training was basically to ensure that they have a good handle on that part of the legislation, the Financial and Corporate Services Providers Act of 2020.
Yeah.
We would have had prosecutors from the various islands, Bimini, Freeport, Abaco, here, of course, New Providence. I hope I'm not missing any out. But we had quite a number of them, and they were, of course, very eager to learn about the authority that they have, in fact, under the Act. Because when it comes to criminal offenses, that is something that the police, they would be the ones to address those particular issues.
And it's so important, right? I just want to say, you know, when you... My grandma is smart, use your powers for good.
Yes.
Right? You know, we rely on personal integrity. And so, you know, it's so easy to get sweet-talked. It's so easy to get talked out of your money, right? I'm glad that we are arming the police force with this language.
And if I could just kick into that, so you know, Mr. Ward talked about the Act. The Securities Commission was one of the first jurisdictions in the world to really criminalize the promotion of what we call in the Act financial schemes. And I'll let him talk to that a little bit more. But financial schemes cover things like pyramids and Ponzi's. And I think a part of this education focused on really, though specifically, because, you know, if you live in the Bahamas, unless you're living under a rock with no technology, you are being bombarded all the time now with all sorts of financial frauds and schemes and scams and whatnot. Especially and so the commission was one of the first countries in the world to actually criminalize the promotion of those acts, and that's a big part of what I think. I'll kick to Mr. Ward.
Absolutely. Just 1 second. Producer, at any point in time, you cue up Shine and the Titanic, because I think there is, I want to say, like, apropos that we would be one of the first, if the first, right, given our delightfully complex and beautiful history in these islands. But let's get into the conversation. Not yet, producer, not yet.
Sure. So the Securities Commission, we administer the Financial and Corporate Service Providers Act, just to be clear, just in case persons are wondering, well, wait now, how do the police come into this? Well, the police are involved in all of our legislation insofar as once there are criminal offenses, the police are the ones to prosecute.
Okay.
They're the ones to investigate it. Now, we will conduct our own investigation. However, we would have to refer the matter to the police for them to, of course, address it in the way that they would do so with criminal matters, generally. And so a lot of our matters, they are the offenses. They basically attract what we would call a summary. They're summary offenses, and so they would end up in the magistrate's court.
Okay.
And so the police prosecutions would deal with those sorts of matters.
Okay.
And so back to the training that we had, it was along those lines because of the fact that not just the Financial Corporate Services Providers Act, but other acts as well. Once there is a criminal provision, that matter is then referred to the police. Again, we have forged close ties with them, and I think we basically that's just improving as time goes. And we want to thank the police force, as a matter of fact. We had a meeting, I think that was earlier part of this year as well, with the commissioner. And so shout out to the commissioner. We just want to thank the police force for all that they've done, working closely with us on these matters once they fall.
And reading just peripherally in the papers, you can see that there is an increase in a pub spotlight on prosecutions and interdictions of people. I want to ask a sort of question, kind of on the aside. Is there a global practice of maintaining a register of people convicted of fraud and scam schemes?
I do not know that there's a global practice. I know that there is a national practice. I know that we maintain a list of persons who, and that's sort of something that, you know, I don't think I'd be outside of me to say that I think most regulators would do that sort of a thing.
Yeah. Right.
So, for example, we issue notices that deal with unregulated, we call them unregulated businesses. What that means basically is the person is operating without a license or registration from the commission.
So perhaps one of these individuals who's selling imported cars or importing cars for individuals, I see constant complaints that I've been scammed, this person has not shown up with the product, they're not a licensed dealership. Would that fall under the scope?
Now, when it comes to, and we've heard of these sorts of things happening, they're probably still happening now, someone puts in an order for a vehicle, sends away, you know, give the money to someone to go and bring it back. That's not something that falls in the commission's remit.
All right.
To be clear. When we speak of financial schemes, and it's defined in the Act, I won't go through all of them because there are about 10 different definitions, but basically what those definitions cover are what Bahamians have come to know as Ponzi schemes, multi-level marketing schemes, or MLM, and those are the ones that have no product. Some persons may remember back in the day, persons were involved with Amway.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with Amway. I'd want to be clear with that now. I'm just mentioning them as an example of a multi-level marketing scheme or program. Even in the U.S., we had issues in some states because of the laws of those states, and they could not market themselves in terms of MLM. They got into legal problems.
All right.
Outside of the country is a whole other story. That particular program had products to sell.
Yes.
And so that is normally the sort of thing that if you get into it, you are encouraged to buy the products. You are encouraged to market those products. You are encouraged to bring other people in who will, in turn, market those products. And they're encouraged to bring other people in under them who will also market those products. The MLMs that we've been seeing have no product involved.
Hold on, so you're telling me that I can't sell joy and sunshine? Kermit, cancel the Ziploc bags.
You can sell joy and sunshine. That's not a problem.
I think the challenge comes when there's no product involved. All you have to do is bring people in.
Make sure you get your business license.
You hear that. Bring three people in, and then you can get X dollars.
What I told the officer is hold the bag up to the sun, and clearly you could see the sunlight.
Right.
But that is obviously a scheme, right?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, so you have today
yeah.
persons may say to you, oh, yes, we offer training. That, by the way, would fall within a financial scheme. Training, because if the training is offered and you cannot yourself offer that training to anybody else, you yourself, because if you've learned, why can't you go ahead and make sure that other people benefit from what you learn? And so what you have basically is a situation where a person is basically all you're trying to do is just make money, and you can mm-hmm. see it based on the activity. You can see it. In any event, the activity have been over the years, they've fallen within these particular definitions that we have outlined in the Act as financial schemes. Mm-hmm. We cannot and will not license or regulate them. You can't regulate a scam.
Yeah.
And so they're criminal. They're criminal offenses. And under the Act, if you promote or if you persuade someone to get into that scheme, or if you in any way further that scheme by your own activity, you can be held liable. And you'll be subject to a fine of up to $100,000.
$100,000. Okay, that's good stuff. So we had an experience several years ago, what was called a pineapple loom. There's still people asking the question, what was illegal about that? I don't see what the problem is.
And so there was a time, and I'm going to let Vernal speak to this at some point, because we also keep track at the commission of the trends. And what I mean by that is we see things happening over time, and we get complaints coming into us. And we encourage everyone, by the way, to, by all means, send in your complaints to the commission. We'll do what we can to address them. One of the unfortunate realities of any scam or scheme is once you've given your money to that scam or scheme, that is pretty much gone.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do something to address the issue that got you there in the first place, that is losing your money. But, and this is worldwide. In most instances, whenever you get into these sorts of scams or schemes, your money is pretty much gone with the scammer or the schemer.
Right. Now, I read recently that I think in 2023, several $1 billion were lost through romance scams and schemes. Is that covered? Does the Securities Commission govern that space as well?
Well, it's not so much a space. It's the activity that we're looking at. Because at the end of the day, if you are promoting, and I can read from the, I'm looking at the provision now, any person who launches or establishes, promotes, markets, or advertises any financial scheme, or invites or recruits any other person to join or participate in any financial scheme, commits an offense
mm-hmm.
and is liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding $100,000. And that's per breach or per, if I get you into a scheme, mm-hmm. and then I go and I get Stuart into the scheme, and then I go and I get Steve, and then Vernal.
Now,
that could be five counts to me.
What if somebody convinced me, make a video, just say, yeah, because you got the money. Just say, I got the money, and, I don't know what the problem is. I think it's a good idea. Am I now complicit in this scheme?
That's entirely possible.
Okay.
That's entirely possible, yes.
Yeah, so,
because at the end of the day, you in your video are arguably inviting mm-hmm. persons to join a financial scheme.
So now if I am maybe a content creator or a young actor and I'm looking for work, I now need to perform due diligence and ensure I understand the product that I am promoting.
Most certainly.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, one of the issues, and I'll call it an issue because a lot of young people, they gather a following online. And they become what we know as influencers in whatever area. And so persons are following them, and then they start to promote some financial product. The products they're paid to do it. This is an issue that it's being addressed, certainly in other jurisdictions. I don't know that it's so much of an issue here in the Bahamas, but I think we had one like that at one point. But that is something that that particular person, that influencer, they can be held liable for participating in that sort of a arrangement.
Right. We must be responsible in that space
very
as well.
Very much so. If I can just flip back to pineapple, because persons are wondering, well, what's wrong with that? All right. So I started to allude to there was a time, based on the trends that we were seeing, persons were getting themselves involved with what was then referred to as public ASUs.
Yeah.
Now, there's no such thing. A public ASU, the name for that, the real name for that is Ponzi scheme. That's what a public ASU is.
Okay.
Why? Because all you are doing is getting in money from person A, and then person B, and then person C. And as other persons come in, you pay the later persons money to those earlier persons.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Ponzi scheme. That's essentially what a Ponzi scheme does. And so people have to be very, very careful when getting into something because so-and-so said that, oh, this is the thing to get into. I'm making plenty of money off of this. Well, you need to ask yourself, how
is the money being made?
Which takes us to one of the things you ought to do whenever you're getting into an investment. Ask plenty of questions.
Mm-hmm. Do your research.
How? What is this about? And you don't stop until you get answers that actually make sense.
Yes. And if you don't, and I tell people, this is where you have more power than you realize.
You do. Yes. Most definitely. Yes.
You need to calm your mind.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and rely on your intuition, because sometimes we get a sense. Now, I tell people,
it's call a common sense.
Yeah. when I go to the dock, right? I could smell that bag. I don't know which fish is rotten, but I don't have to buy that bag. Now, once I bought the bag, I have to be able to identify which fish is rotten in an attempt to get my money back. But if I go and I walk up there and I smell that bag, I don't need to know which fish is rotten to not buy the bag.
Yes.
I just put it down.
Yes.
All right.
And in this age, everything just about is online. And so what that means is people have to be far more discerning. They got to think way more than they're perhaps used to, because you don't know who's on the other side of that conversation you're having.
Yes.
Who just messaged you and said, hello, I was trying to reach you the other day, and you go, well, no, I think you have the wrong number. Oh, I'm so sorry. My name is...
Yes.
And all of a sudden they're drawing you into a conversation
yep.
that you don't need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is just... archive that or delete it.
Yeah. Older Persons Month, getting older is a blessing. That's why your Grammy tell you, you don't know them people.
Mm-hmm.
Where you going? You don't know them.
Exactly.
You never met their parents. And see now, why? Because meeting their parents is another step in verifying who they are.
Right.
Right? And so that's a little lesson.
Knowing who they are.
Because we didn't have the full understanding of the world before us, we didn't grasp the value of the message.
Yes.
So if I could just do a quick chime in, because I know once we got into this, that's me, I done, right? But just to mention how this kind of interrelates to some of the things we did for Investor Education Month.
Yes.
Please, if you're out there, check out the hashtag ScamproofMe242.
Mm-hmm.
One of our activities was a TikTok competition where we asked Bahamians to get the message out. So we prepared a toolkit with the red flags that people should understand. That, hey, if this is happening, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kind of red flags to watch out for, the typical types of frauds and scams that people are creating. And let me tell you, I don't need to tell you, but Bahamians are so creative.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so many excellent entries where people took that message and they found their own way to spread the message to be careful, to watch out, to be skeptical, because I think everyone needs to have a healthy dose of skepticism.
Yes.
In today's world, you just need to be skeptical, and you can't assume that this person really has $10,000 for you for clicking on some videos. You know?
And talking about videos, the introduction of AI and our susceptibility to scams. I remember watching every Chinese movie they ever made. I watched the seven monks fly into the air. I watched them fight 1,400 swans in the air, right? And I'm going to be honest with you all, deep in my heart, I could possibly believe that humans have the possibility to levitate, right? But now this becomes a problem because there are, just yesterday I saw seven AI videos in a row that people were not certain that they were AI.
Yeah. So,
and it was just so easy to be fooled by new technology.
So super quick chime in here.
Yeah, yes.
Another one of the things we did for the month was the AI or a lie. We had an AI or a lie man in the street session where we had some young students and we presented scenarios and asked them to see if they could identify.
Please protect these young people because I'm in my scamming era. Protect these young people.
Aaron, the young people out there to protect the old people.
Good stuff.
And on a serious note, as we engage with them in the schools and stuff, so often young people are the gatekeepers. They get it. They understand. Don't click on that. Mm-hmm. Tommy, don't open that because they're kind of, many of them are, this is their space, you know. But they need protection too.
Older Person's Month, please. No, remember, because what we're saying is that this is a space where they may have a greater degree of expertise than them. So you may hear a tone that sounds like authority, right? Mm-hmm. Don't shirk that. Don't panic and say, why are you talking to me like that, child? Because some of us, when we get older, when I tell you A, you're going to do B.
So, Aaron, let me share something with you.
Mm-hmm.
For one of those AI or lies, we asked the AI service to speak to us in Bahamian. Man, look here. We were shocked.
Yes.
And we used language from that in one of those AI or scams, which you can find on the website. We're also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And we have some of those videos. Please check them out. But the point is, that was able to tell us about, ask us if we want a punk snack. It used Bahamian language. AI. That's where we're at. AI can fake a Bahamian for you on the other side instantly.
Gentlemen, when AI tell you, no, your wife called me and told me to pick her up, she's safe. No, that's AI. Don't believe it. It's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam.
You have to be so skeptical and so aware. So the students did very well, you know, most of the, most of them, I think this is their age and they're a little wary, you know. One or two of them also got tricked by some of the AIs. But again, we're just trying to sensitize people, raise awareness of how prevalent this is and how careful we need to be.
Now, when you look at your phone screen, your laptop, your tablet, your mobile device, the first thing you have to ask yourself is this AI?
Yes.
Is this real? And that's it has to, like when we wake up in the morning and we say, what I can have to drink? I can have a Coca-Cola or I can have some hot coffee, right? I can have tuna and grits or I can have some crackers and cheese. It has to be as natural as that. Is this real?
Mm-hmm.
Because the here's the next thing. For young people, there's a natural tendency to rebel from the main. But now what we're seeing in older generations of people is a distrust for the system. That distrust leaves us susceptible and vulnerable to scams, right? And so I'm just going to give people the web address again, scb.gov.bs, that has a number of resources for individuals and potential investors, retail clients, to go and verify whether an entity is licensed, whether it's legit, whether it's properly regulated and governed, or it falls under the legislation that governs and regulates. Now, y'all know this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shine and Titanic? Yeah, young people.
Y'all
got to learn this song, man. I just learned it, and let me tell you, there's a whole history, there's a whole telling of ourselves in this one song. Ronnie Butler, I don't know what you know about Shine. He was before my time. Anyway, this is Shine and Titanic. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, I have a text here that says, what about crypto? Can we talk about the ways in which the commission regulates or interacts with the crypto space? We're going to a break. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
2:30 a.m. on that fateful morning, 1912, the Titanic went down.
November
31st, 2025, George Street is coming alive once again. Get ready for a street festival like no other, right in the heart of the city. It's a day filled with mouth-watering food, delicious treats, and amazing art and crafts from talented local artists.
And a $10,000 raffle prize.
Feel the rhythm and energy as we bring you the best of Bahamian music, live performances, tons of fun for the whole family. So come for the vibe, stay for the fun. It's all happening November 1st, starting at 10 a.m. on George Street. Mark your calendars now, and let's make it a day to remember. See you there, where good times are guaranteed, and you won't want to miss a minute. Brought to you by Christ Church Cathedral.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Pockets at the time. You can call me a real nutcase, but money wasn't made to waste. For more like this, then I will have a nickel. Oh, I just found me a nickel, but money is oh so fickle. It burns a hole in your pocket every time. Well, you can call me a big cheapskate, but spending this nickel can wait. Maybe I can stretch it to a dime. Well,
good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back to On the Clock with Money Green. I picked it. I figured out the name. With Money Green. Listen, you could invest in the parlay. You could invest in the racetrack. You could even invest in raccoons. But I think I'm going to invest in a man. I hear they have value. That's what some of y'all keep saying. Now, mind you, I hear them singing all the time. But the Bahamian... Bahamian men have value. We need to invest in them. It's a real conversation, right? Not for right now, but that's for forever. We have to invest in our young people, in our young men, so they could understand the fullness of the experience ahead of them, waiting for them. So crypto, I don't have any. I don't understand it. Some raccoons was trying to sell me a sea grape coin the other day. I tell them, don't try me. Where can I... Well. Okay. Can I come to SCB to learn about crypto? As a Bahamian, can I invest in crypto? And then here's another thing. I'm a young person. I hear about crypto. What skills, what degrees do I need to be proficient in that space?
Okay. So I'm no expert on this.
Okay.
So first and foremost, Digital Assets and Registered Exchanges Act. That is what regulates, or rather... Anyone that wants to operate in that particular area, the commission would regulate that space.
Okay.
And so, insofar as you are conducting what we call digital asset business, and that is basically you are in the business of dealing in crypto, whether you're an exchange. And this is an area, and I like you said it, other persons need to say it aloud, and then step away from this area. If you don't understand it, do not get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that simple when it comes to investing. Because again, crypto, that's an investment. People are in this area to basically try to make money.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way they're in any other area trying to make money, excuse me, they're in this space trying to make money. Bear in mind, crypto is really based on the appetite of anyone that takes it up, i.e. it's about who is interested in it. That's where it draws its value, really, because it's not really based on anything. Now, we talk about, and I'll get off this in a minute, but stablecoins, for example, they are backed by something.
Okay.
That's referred to as stablecoins. I won't mention any names at this point, but you have these cryptocurrencies that use actual instruments, such as the U.S. dollar or some other instrument, to basically undergird or support it.
Okay.
But generally speaking, cryptocurrency, it's not something you can touch. It's not something you can feel. It's not a tangible instrument or anything of that nature. It is different from fiat currency insofar as it's all online.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, anyone that gets into that area, you have to, same as any other area, mind you, but because of how volatile cryptocurrency is, you have to prepare to lose your money.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is an investment. And it is something you should understand if you plan to get into it. Understand it before you get into it. Don't get into it.
Right, because your ignorance makes you vulnerable.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Very much so.
Now, I'm a Bahamian. Like you say, its value is derived from the interest it garners. Can I, as a Bahamian, create a coin?
I'm sure you can. I mean, if you have the wherewithal.
There are no restrictions on me creating a coin.
There are no restrictions that I'm aware of that stops you from creating a coin. Now, when you go to the point of trying to promote that coin or trying to get it
into a market,
that now is where you need to be fully aware of who are you going to and what are the regulations or what are the laws that you are required to comply with before you start to go down that road.
Okay.
Again, I can't stress enough the getting the prior knowledge. Because a lot of people get into things and then try to figure it out afterwards. And that's the wrong way to go about it.
Right.
Find out, then go out.
Now, I can come to the Securities Commission to learn about the laws and regulations that govern the space that I want to enter. Is there a local space or a global space that the Commission would recommend for people who want to learn about crypto?
There's so much online right now, and I would only tell people, yes, by all means, go online. YouTube is a wonderful resource for, you know, many, many different fields.
Okay.
And so on. But be careful what you ingest when you talk about going online. Be careful what you read, what you review, what you, you know, believe in, because that's an area where it is both highly beneficial. It is just a wonderful thing, that internet, and it is also a place where you can really go down a rabbit hole, my colleagues mentioned a little earlier.
Yes. The trend over time has been not only scammers offer you cryptocurrencies as an investment,
mm-hmm.
they offer a number of other things.
Mm-hmm.
However, the tendency, the general structure of the programs they use is they offer you an investment and they say, give me some money. I'll give you 200-300% return.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wait for 2-3 months. And while you're waiting, why don't you give me some more money?
That's
right. And I'll give you 200-300% or 500%.
I know that one. From my start hearing that this investment is over.
Yes, this is a typical structure.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, why don't you invite a friend or two?
Yeah, no, I don't talk to my friends about my money, sir.
And each one of them sign up, mm-hmm. I will give you more money. What I've just described to you is the Ponzi pyramid interaction, the schemes that the financial corporate providers act makes illegal. So we advise you, awareness is key. Refer to the common sense. Common sense is based upon what we know. It's good judgment based upon what we know. So we, as we make the attempt to make you more aware, we ask you to use the intuition you have,
mm-hmm.
to make good judgment. Stay away from things you don't have understanding for. Do research, pause, check, and doubly check.
Yes.
Consult the Securities Commission website. www.seb.gov.bs. Yes. Or call us at 397-4100. We are positioned to answer questions for you or answer any question from the literature that we have on the website.
Now, we ain't going to train you on how to do crypto now. Let's just be clear on that. We right. don't do that. We are there to regulate the space, and we are there to inform anyone that is, of course, interested in investing. And when I say inform, we are trying to arm you with the information you need to make investments that are suitable for you as an individual.
Right, because sometimes we think that we've been scammed when really we've just made a series of bad choices about investing money. That's what my Grammy told me. She said, I didn't scam you. You just wasn't thinking straight. Also, sometimes the older people have wisdom. Mm-hmm. The language doesn't necessarily connect with this new era of technology, but there's value in what it is that they're sharing. Yes, sir.
Another thing that you have to be cognizant of is no one can guarantee you a return. Mm-hmm. Returns can never be guaranteed. So whenever anyone tells you that your 300% return is guaranteed, it can't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
A sure sign that's probably something fraudulent going on.
And so, if you can't take your spouse to court, why do you think you could be able to win with a stranger? Like, don't take the risk.
Talking about people with old wisdom, yes. You know, scammers are using new, fancy, interesting things, but they're using the same old techniques. It's the same old scam, but everyone's interested in crypto, so they're going to throw crypto in there. Right. Everyone's interested, Forex, what is Forex? So they're going to use that as the lure, but at the end of the day, you're getting guarantees of returns, offers that don't make any sense. They're using pressure tactics, using your fear of missing out. They're using the same tactics, just using these new things, these new buzzwords to get you into
a desire for proximity to sexiness, right?
Yes.
To cosmopolitan.
The hottest, latest thing.
Right. And
you don't understand it, but you want to be a part of it.
Right. And that is often our greatest vulnerability to being taken advantage of. Now, listen, y'all don't try scam me because I can snitch. I'm going to tell my Grammy you trying to take our money. See, when she's invested in my money, we're going to keep it safe. Now, Securities Commission of the Bahamas, thank you for joining me this morning. Remind people that you have an investor education newsletter, and we can go to the site and sign up there for regular engagement.
Yes, and on the website, we have an investor education page that has a lot of information. We try to package things in videos and things that people want to consume. So when you get to the commission site from the homepage, there's the investor education tab, or you can go to the investor center and access right. the investor education information.
The one-stop shop
yes.
for investor information. Also, the commission has been running a video cast series called Take Five with CSB, and you can search Take Five with CSB, SEB on YouTube, mm-hmm. right? A regular posting for Investor Month.
Mr. Ward Stars and I.
There you go. Listen, we're all out of time. Thank you, producer. I'm feeling too investory, man. I got to go home and talk to some raccoons about an investment. You guys have a great day. I'm going to tell these gentlemen about how I almost got scammed this hurricane when the two raccoons came to my house and said, listen, did you know that if you house two raccoons during a hurricane, no damage will...
They're guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
No damage to your house.
I look at them, I say, come from around my house. I know a scam when I see one. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with CA News is up next.
Cause when you're broke, it ain't no joke. You treasure every penny you find. Cause when you're broke, it ain't no joke. You treasure every penny you find.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.